ध्यायामोदबलावगुण्डनपतीं तेजोमयीनैश्चिकीं स्निग्धापाण्डविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्याम्रवर्षिणीं सुमधुरसङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिं अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीं नित्यं निरन्तरानन्दं चिद्घनं ब्रह्मनिर्भयम् श्रुत्या तर्कानुभूतिभ्याम् अहमस्म्यद्वयं सदा. So we will see the fifth sutra of the Bhakti Sutra, the fourth chapter of Bhakti Sutra. So Narada, after speaking about the characteristics of supreme love or pure love, so characteristics are guna rahitam, kamana rahitam. So then that is all with respect to the inner qualities or internal, the mental state of a person. So mental state, like, means the mind which has love in it, guna rahitam, it will be devoid of gunas, kamana rahitam, there will be no desires in that mind, it will be growing again and again. So after explaining the mental state, now Narada enters into as to what would be the activities of a person who has pure love, the external activities. So there are two perspectives to anything. So one is externally what is happening, and then the second is internally what is happening. Both are essential. One leads to the other. So external actions are, in a way, external actions are a kind of displaying as to what is there in the mind. So the mind, we can say actions reflect the mental state. So that is why even though a bhakta might do good or bad actions, as Krishna says in Gita, irrespective of whether it is good or bad, even in that bad action, we'll be able to see Ishvara's presence in it. So even though Amma is one of the best examples for that. So Amma, at times she might shout at people. So there have been times when Amma has gone to a particular place. Once we went to Bangalore for Amma's Brahmasthana Mahotsavam, or yearly celebration. So what happened was, the Bangalore devotees arranged a special room for Amma. So they arranged a special room, they built it, they decorated it in a very nice way. There was a lot of work with respect to that. Spent money as well for it. So when Amma came, and they thought Amma would accept it, so they invited Amma into it. Amma just went to her normal room. So that means at that time she didn't even look at them. She didn't even respond properly to them. That's because a lot of money has been spent for that. Lot of money, lot of effort. If that money and that effort can be put for service of the world, then poverty and other issues that we face, even now that economy is going bad, that would kind of help. So the politicians have to learn something from a Mahatma like Amma. They try to change a lot of things. This package, that package. Bush tries something, then Obama tries something. It will not ultimately help because it will get lost. They have to take care of their people, their party people, and then the next rest come. So party people, if they just take care of their party people, that's not enough. They have to take care of people in the Congress, which means opponents or opposition party people also have to be pleased. So after all this pleasing, then their secretary is pleasing, it comes down, when it comes down to the money that is there for the public, it is kind of very less. So Amma, even when she is reacting in a bad way, or bad way means not showing love there, she is kind of angry. So there are times when Amma even gets angry with harmonium players or tabla players or inmates. So Amma calls them up and Amma will shout at them, literally shout or yell at them almost that way. from my husband back. So that doesn't like mean though externally that action is there, still that action also reflects Amma's love. It reflects bliss. So that anger, whatever anger Amma shows or showers upon people, that also leads to bliss for them, directly or indirectly. So in some cases, external actions may not reflect the mental state, but through external action, we can understand the mental state as well. So the mental state of a person who has pure love, like Narada explained that. So now he explains the external actions. So external activities of a bhakta, or a person who is intoxicated in love, is kind of very simple. So it is the same as a person intoxicated with alcohol, person intoxicated with drugs or any other thing. The same thing, like a person who gets into the clutches of a woman. All those are, it's very simple to explain. Similarly, it is very simple to explain pure love, the state of, or the external actions of pure love. A person who is caught in pure love, you can say. So it's very simple. So Narada says, tat prapya, after achieving this pure love, tadeva avalokati, the person experiences only that. Only pure love is experienced. Tadeva shrinoti, only pure love means here Ishvara, pure love means is synonymous with Ishvara as we saw on the last day. So Ishvara, so he sees Ishvara, he hears about Ishvara, tadeva bhashayati, he speaks about Ishvara, tadeva chintayati, he also thinks about Ishvara. So that means everything gets filled with Ishvara as we saw in the Gita, pariupasana, that is what happens for a person intoxicated with love. So again, Amma is the best example for that. So wherever she is, like whether she is giving darshan, whether she is advising on management, or whether she is donating to people. So when a few years back when Maharashtra there was drought in Maharashtra and farmers started committing suicide, Amma went there to help them out. So Amma met with the chief minister and then she provided her help. But even when she provided help, she told, oh, even though money, we are giving money and that will temporarily solve, but that's not going to solve the problem. The problem is not just money. The problem is also about spiritual upliftment. So today, there is drought. So if farmers are committing suicide, tomorrow, if drought is not there, then still farmers will commit suicide, because one or the other day, like, with the economy going really down, the prices like that may get for rice will get reduced, or they may not be able to properly take care of their paddy fields or fields, rice fields, in which means literally it will also lead to committing suicide. So whether it is trying to help people, whether it is speaking for a like speaking or acceptance speech for an award, like what Amma was given in France. So that is for her social services, but it's not just social services. Amma gets awards for peace, being a messenger of peace, being a like symbol of love, being a religious person, uplifting one's religion. So she gets all sorts of awards, but whether it is like while she is speaking for one award or the other award, or she is just invited to speak on women, like in one of the places like that we saw in UP. Whether it is speaking about women or speaking about Narayana Gurudevan's birthday, like the birthday of Narayana Devan's, something related to that, the subject matter is always going to be Ishvara. Ishvara is going to be part of it. So whether Amma is speaking in US, she is speaking in India, or she is like whether she is speaking for the normal public or for her devotees or for disciples, subject matter is going to be exactly the same. Though the way Amma expresses the subject matter might differ. So internally she may speak a little more deeper for disciples, for devotees, a little kind of okay approach. When she encounters married couple, like she may speak a little different than to brahmacharis, but still the subject matter is same. that means tadeva bhashayati. So always like a true bhakta, a bhakta who is intoxicated with love, he will speak about Ishvara. So if he speaks about Ishvara, automatically he will think about Ishvara. So if I have to speak on something, I have to first think about it. So if I am always speaking about Ishvara, I will always think about Ishvara. And if I am thinking and speaking, obviously, I will have to listen. So thinking, if I have to speak, I have to think. If I have to think, I have to listen to something. So tadeva shrinoti. And like if I have to listen to something first, I have to experience or see it, tadeva avalokati. So that means the world of a person who is intoxicated with love is sarvam Ishwaramayam or sarvam Brahmamayam. His world will be filled with Ishvara. That is why when Gandhi's followers go to meet Ramana Maharshi, they ask for, they say that, like, say to Maharshi that Gandhi requested his blessings or asked for his blessing. So Ramana Maharshi gives his blessings, and then they ask, like, why not help the people in the world? Don't you see a lot of people suffering? Why don't you help them? So Ramana Maharshi replied that I don't see any suffering. I don't see any suffering, like, I only see Ishvara everywhere. So even when we see some suffering, like, it's not real suffering. It is like a person creates suffering for himself. He thinks that a person like goes to a doctor and says, oh doctor, like I have a stomach pain, so you have to cure me. I think I have stomach cancer, so you have to cure me. The doctor looks at him like and says, fine, there is nothing to cure. The doctor says, okay, nothing, let's go in. Because he returns the next day again to say, oh doctor, no, like stomach is paining, there is stomach cancer or something, I can't eat anything and nothing is happening. So this happens for a few days, and then the doctor decides, okay, let me give him some tablets. So he gives him calcium sandose. He doesn't say like some name it. Anyway, like nobody understands what doctors write or what doctors give. Some medicine, as Amartya Sarupananda once exclaimed, all these medicines are supposed to cure us. But like if we look at like the names, so Krosin, Maya Sin, Meta Sin. So everything, like the name itself has sin in it, so how can it cure us? So it cannot cure us at all. Or paracetamol. It can't cure us, definitely. So nobody is going to understand. So the doctor gave him like calcium sandals and said, okay, eat this like daily once, you'll be fine. And then like after a few days the patient returns and says, oh no, I'm now perfectly fine. Oh, I'm grateful to you. The doctor like smiles inside and says, oh, very good, like I'm glad I could be of help. So Paramatma tells the pillow story to illustrate this. So there is nothing to achieve in the world. So the suffering is like because we think we are suffering. There is no suffering. Everything is Ishvara. So Ramana Maharshi says, like there are two approaches or two perspectives to the world. One is Loka Drishti, one is Jnana Drishti or true vision. Loka Drishti is when we see the world as different from different objects. Jnana Drishti is when we see the world as pervaded with Ishvara. So Loka Drishti is our vision of gold ornaments, where we see a gold ring from a necklace, different from a necklace. Even in necklace or chains, like if we go to a shop, the person will show like 10 different models, 10 different varieties, all the weighing the same thing, but it's different. And then people will look at it, oh, this is really good. This is good to give my wife. Oh, this ring, it's not good. This, oh, this has a love symbol on it. Oh, this is perfect for my wife. Though I don't know, I am not really meaning anything, but at least I should show that something is there. She will be very happy. So though it is the same ornament, like we see it as different. Whereas the goldsmith, his vision is true vision. He doesn't care like what ornament it is. He'll just, when we go to the goldsmith and say, okay, take this, like I want money for it, like I want to sell it, how much? So he will not even look at the design. He will say, oh, this is a very famous design, you know, this has like love symbol in it. He'll say, oh, I don't care about it. He'll just keep it in the pan and say, ah, this is not much value. And like if the person will say, oh, I have another simple one, like what do you think about it? Oh, this is really valuable. So he thought like that the one with love symbol is more valuable, that is not at all valuable, the other one is. So the goldsmith vision of gold, which is called Kanaka Mahabuddhi, that is true vision. So there is, with respect to a bhakta, a person who is intoxicated with love, such a person doesn't differentiate at all. He sees Ishvara, his world is Ishvara, therefore he doesn't suffer. Others, it is true vision, it is the truth that everything is just one entity. But as long as we don't understand, we don't see it that way, we will have suffer. So the suffering of the body, the suffering of people around us, suffering, we, problems that we face in life, all those are not true problems. They are just something like that is happening in the drama. It's like dream world, like we just go, we dream a lot of things. We dream as if like we are going to bed, like Shrini is going to bed. And then when he wakes up, he finds that like he is in Billa's lair. And he sees like people around, like doing Billa's outfit, like people like Veerappan's followers, like big mustache and like guns, lot of AK-47. So he is scared. And then he tries to slowly escape. But like he cannot escape. He's an Ajani Bahu, so people immediately find, oh, Shri is escaping. And then they chase him. All of a sudden, Shrini jumps from here and there, like Hollywood chase, the car chase scenes, or the climax chase scenes. Like Shrini is running here and there, and they are chasing him. They fire, like he escapes, miraculously escapes. Ultimately, when he is about to run, Veerappan comes in front of him. And that's it, Shrini is stunned. The very next minute, whoo, that's it. And then, oh my god, I am coming. And he's like, dies. All of a sudden, he opens his eyes. Rajesh is hitting his head. What happened? What is happening? Why are you shouting? I'm sleeping. Let me sleep. Oh, that was just a dream. So that is how like this entire world is. At least if we don't, if we cannot get to that extent, at least we can try to remember that everything is filled with Ishvara. So if that world, so that is the experience, or that is the external activities of a bhakta or a person who has premam. So he will be speaking, he or she will be speaking about Ishvara, thinking about Ishvara, listening about Ishvara. So whatever other actions are possible, then also everything will be Ishvara. So Ishvara will be an essential part of such a person's life. That is why Balakrishna says that we have to include Ishvara in everything. In the shloka that we learned as Yatkaroshi Dashna, see, there also Krishna says to remember him. So that remembrance means we are tracing back into becoming a person with premam or a bhakta. So a bhakta, his world, like his activities, everything has Ishvara in it. So we are not bhakta. So if we have to become bhaktas, do this. Like if you do such activities, then you'll become a bhakta. Of course, that's not true for everything. So you can't steal a police car and then say you are a police. Or you can't like stop people in the road and say, oh, I'll give you a ticket and give. Can't be that. But in this case, it will happen. It is tracing back. So we are not bhaktas. Therefore, in order to become bhaktas, our world has to be filled with Ishvara. So there are many Mahatmas like Balakrishna Nair and others, or Paramartha and all. Their world is filled with Ishvara. So whatever they do, like they'll be preaching, as Paramartha says in many places, a Jivan Mukta, he'll be preaching about Vedanta. What about a Jivan Mukta's dream? In dream, he will be preaching again. Don't look at me. I haven't got that dream yet. But Paramartha says it. So you can go and ask him. That will be the dream. That preaching. Of course, don't even like think about what your dreams will be. Your dreams will be sitting in front of somebody and listening. Listening to some topic, something. So that is how, like even in dream, that will be the case. So Ishvara will be, so that is what Narada says here, that a person who, even as A person who is intoxicated with alcohol, person who is too drunk, he will like the effect. Alcohol will be seen everywhere. What is alcohol? Alcohol means madness. Alcohol means like no intellect. So that is seen everywhere. Wherever the person is, that will be there. He will take that intellect with him. Or unintellect, no intellect state he will take. Similarly, a bhakta, if you put a bhakta, wherever you put a bhakta, he will create a revolution of love. So if a bhakta, best example is Krishna. So he was put in Mahabharata Yuddham. He was part of Mahabharata Yuddham. He tried to stop it, and then the Yuddham happened. So what did he do rather than helping like Yuddham happen? He made the two sides wait, and then he instructed Arjuna the Gita. Even he didn't stay away from it. And then what, like Duta, he went as a Duta. Duta's like duty is to messenger, like give the message. So he gave the message. Did he stop there? No. He thought, oh, I am a bhakta, so can I forget Ishvara? No. Let me show you Ishvara, and he showed his Vishwarupa Darshana. So that is what will happen, like wherever we are. So Amrita Swarupananda, wherever Amrita Swarupananda is, you can know that like you will sing. Singing will be there. Without singing, like Amrita Swarupananda cannot exist. So Paramartha, like wherever he is, like whether he is going to Bangalore for summer trip or summer vacation sort of thing, like there also he'll speak. So wherever they go, they will have Vedanta or Ishvara. So that is what we have to understand, that we have to trace back. So they are bhaktas, they are true bhaktas, therefore their world is filled with Ishvara. For us, we are not true bhaktas, but still we have to strive for becoming true bhaktas by having Ishvara in like our around us, our life. Ishvara should become an essential part of our life. So the way that can happen is as an offering. So when we get up in the morning, when we get up itself, oh Ishvara, you who are present everywhere, right? Offer my prostration. Before going to bed, oh Ishvara, whatever is in the entire world, it is you I offer my prostration. So when we get out and like when we get into the car, oh Ishvara, you are this car, offer my prostration. Oh Ishvara, like I am going to eat you now. So don't worry, like you should have been eaten. So what would happen if Ishvara is eaten? Like Agastya ate like one of the Asuras. So Agastya ate the Asura vanished. But where did he go? He became one with Agastya. So if we eat Ishvara, Ishvara will become one with us. So very good. Don't worry, like you can do that. Ishvara will not like sue you in court saying that, oh, this person like really ate me. Rajesh double ate me. So he won't say any of those. That's all fine. So that is what we should do. Oh, Ishvara eating. I am eating Ishvara. Oh, I am in a meeting. Oh, Ishvara, like you are talking, you are only listening. And my manager is shouting, oh, Ishvara, you are shouting. Try to have a like smiling face to your manager. Of course, don't have a smiling face, then like you will directly end up in mental hospital, and most probably people will trace back to me, then I will also have to go to mental hospital. Please, I am safe outside now. Even though my place is there, my real place is there, somehow I have been successful till now in cheating people, making them believe that I am sane. I'm really sane. So don't try that. But you can like externally be very sad. And internally, oh, foolish manager. Oh, manager. Oh, Ishvara, I have fooled you. Oh, Ishvara, you are shouting at me. And you think like I am getting affected. So this attitude, like internal attitude and trying, that inner attitude means external actions also has to happen. That means externally trying to offer. So when somebody shouts at us, oh Ishvara, this acceptance of shouting, I'm offering it to you. Then you only who are doing it. So if we try to have that attitude at least in few actions, we'll see that that action will become really blissful. So we are driving in the road. Somebody is coming from here and there and people are driving crazily. But still, even at that time, oh Ishwara, you are only driving. Oh, you want to get in? Oh, get in the lane. Oh, you are like, you are shouting at me, you are showing the finger at me. Oh Ishwara, you only. So if we try to have that attitude, like we'll see that each and every time we drive, it will become a very blissful experience. That is the fruit of having Ishwara. It is pure love. Pure love means anurvachaniyam. It is something which cannot be expressed, but it is really blissful because it is punarahitam. It is something which is infinite. That is, that which is infinite will be blissful. So that means trying to have Ishwara in all our actions. So internally remembering that everything is Ishwara, externally while performing all actions, trying to offer it to Ishwara, trying to see Ishwara as much as possible, trying to see, literally see everything as Ishwara. So that will solve all the problems. If we do that, we don't need any 700 million stimulus package is not required. And now like people are talking about a second stimulus package. Will it definitely help the economy? It will take its time. So if we do this, like we don't have to like go around trying to get money and trying to save the economy. Can we save the economy? We can't save ourselves. How can we save the economy? So instead, like if this attitude is there, automatically economy will be saved because it is prayer. Like prayers are more powerful than external actions. So prayer, like if we pray that, okay, let this person be really helped, O Ishwara, please help this person. Immediately the person will be helped. That's something which we can experience in our life if we implement it. So if we try to see Ishwara everywhere, then we'll find that it will help the economy, it will help us, it will help people around us, because everything is Ishwara. If everything is filled with Ishwara, that bliss will be there around such a person. That blissful state will be experienced by ourselves, it will be experienced by people around us. So there will be only benefit. So it is the one thing in the entire world which doesn't have any side effect. Even jnanam has side effect. Jnanam, the side effect of knowledge is that ahankaram, like a person can get the ahankaram that I know a lot. And bhakta can also, in a way, like bhakti, what we call as bhakti, with Narada will explain the next sutras, a lower level of bhakti, there also an ego sense can come, I am a bhakta. But this Ishwara, involving Ishwara, or trying to make Ishwara an essential part of our life, that doesn't have any side effect, because it can only give us bliss. It can only give us bliss. It can only give bliss to everyone. There is no side effect whatsoever. So imagine the world where hundreds of people are such bhaktas. Their life is filled with Ishwara. If their life is filled with Ishwara, people who see them, their problems will get solved. They will get bliss. Even if their problems is not solved, still they will be very happy. They will not worry about that, oh, I'm not able to save the economy. Economy will be saved, but oh Ishwara, you are there. If only Vama could try this, economy will become good. Okay, don't tell him that. He may try, and then if economy is not good, then I'll have to again go to non-mental hospital, which I am avoiding. I have been avoiding. So anyway, if that is tried, then all this will not be there. So in ancient times, there was no problem with economy. So people used to do their own job, because kings like Janaka, they were jnanis. They were such bhaktas. They had Ishwara in their life. So the entire like world around them, the kingdom would be good. Like kingdom was good. Though many people were suffering, when like Amma's time, like many people were suffering around her, but still, even in that suffering, they were kind of peaceful. But now we are in a state like where we don't have any suffering. We have millions of dollars in the government has a lot of money. People have money, but still, they're facing. So people talk about the last day a bill was passed about bonuses. 90% of bonuses would be taxed for people working or employees of those firms which the government has supported. Those, like for example, Citigroup is got bailout from the government. So such companies which get bailout from government, people who get bonuses in that company, the employees, for them, they will get, like they, that will be taxed, the bonus will be taxed 90%. That's because in AIG, American insurance, like they had a problem, $100 million or more was given in bonus. So like the last day, like this bill, the bill was passed. So the bill was passed. So like with that, like the government gets a lot of, is going to get a lot of money. We don't know whether the government will really get. So the government is getting all those money. So people are like, even when the economy is struggling, if people have a bit of money, people have money. But still, government is getting money through all these means, but still that is not enough. What is the difference? Like, even when people were suffering in ancient times, people used to eat like twice a day. Now people eat 3 or 4 times a day, but still is there, they are still hungry. People who get earned money, they still want money. So people like who earn $100,000 or $150,000 as a couple, family, they are now worried because one person is getting laid, and one person gets laid off, then what happens? Then they are struggling. Why would they struggle? They are earning money. They are earning more than what people in ancient times they used to get. So my father's like initial salary was in tens and hundreds. Out of that hundred rupees, my father would give like half or more to his father. So my father has 11 siblings. So he used to give it to his father and still have money for him and like my mother to live a very good life. So my father's, like though he was a designated officer, his pay used to be like below 20,000. It used to be even 10,000, 12,000 and all. And that was more than enough. Now people are getting like 50,000, 60,000, but still they're trying ways to not give tax. They're trying out all sorts of ways, and then they are also not content because they're not getting more. Oh, I am getting 50,000, but then like I don't have a house in Bangalore. And then if people have all those, then what? Like my cousin, 50,000. Like she is a girl, 50,000 salary, 50,000, 60,000. Like she joined one of the companies in Bangalore after I joined Infosys, and then she shifted 3 times, so salary became multiple. So 60, she was earning 60 like 1 year back. So then what? 60,000? Okay, tax cannot save tax. It's beyond limit. So anyway, have to pay. Okay, that's also fine. Parents also have a lot of money, then what is the problem? Can't find suitable varan kadaiyadhu. So can't find a suitable partner now. Because 60,000, you have a degree. So degree, like first, like a guy with degree, and then 60,000 in pay. Is it possible? Even for postgraduate, it's not possible. So that's a problem. So money is there, but it's not there. Why all this is happening is because of lack of premam, lack of involving or having Ishvara in her life. So if we have Ishvara in life, even as Amma's organization suffered when tsunami hit, like Amma's ashram suffered. So if economy is hitting many charitable missions, even in US, so Amma's mission also will be affected. But why that's not getting affected? Why that doesn't come out? But Amma doesn't cry. People in Amma mission don't cry because Ishvara is there. Ishvara's presence, even though externally problems may not be solved, still will give immense bliss. And if there is bliss, then external problems don't really matter. So that's why, though we see people like suffering, at times like we say, oh, people are suffering, no, doesn't matter. Even though people are suffering, suffering is there, we don't see, it doesn't really matter. And at times what happens, like if when somebody close to us is suffering, so we are not suffering, somebody close to us is suffering, but still that becomes a real problem. That becomes a real problem because it's somebody close to us. So we don't suffer, but still we have problems. So problems will be there. Problems, it's not that Vedanta doesn't say problems will be solved. Krishna faced a lot of problems in life. Rama faced, Amma also faced. So many sadhakas will face one or the other problems again and again. But if Ishvara is there, all those problems will cease to be problems. So imagine somebody shooting at us. That's a problem. But like when he shoots, we realize that like we are wearing a whatever it is. Whatever, what is it called? Yeah? Bulletproof. Yeah, we are wearing a bulletproof suit. So it doesn't matter. So somebody is shooting. Oh, it is a problem. It is definitely a problem. But bulletproof is there. So even when problems are there externally, we have the bulletproof of Ishvara, Ishvara Smarana. If that is there, then life will become very blissful. So pratikshana vardhamanam, like this bliss will increase, like whatever problems come, whoever comes in front, nothing will happen. So even when Bhishma stood in front of Arjuna, Drona stood in front of Arjuna, they couldn't defeat, even Karna couldn't defeat Arjuna. So all of them stood in front of Arjuna to defeat him, but Arjuna had Krishna on his side. So the mere presence of Ishvara, even when Karna like aimed at Arjuna, he almost killed. Krishna saved him like few inches by lowering the chariot. So that means Ishvara Smarana, if we have Ishvara in our life, Ishvara becomes an essential part of our life, even though problems will be there, our life will become very blissful. That can be done by Tadeva Avalokati. So Tadeva Shrunoti. So the way we have to start is first try to have actions with respect to Ishvara. Sadhanas, listening to discourses, listening to videos of Amma, involvement in bhajan, japa, satsanga. So all those are where like Ishvara is already a part. And then after that, like if we are already doing that, so we can't say, oh, that's very good, like very good. There's no point telling very good because you don't have to tell all those. I'm already doing all those. What is the big difference? So we are already doing that. So the next step is trying to involve Ishvara in normal activities. When we cook, like small things, like when we cook, when we are making tea, when we are cooking, oh Ishvara, oh this vessel is Ishvara, milk is Ishvara, water is Ishvara. Try making such a coffee and give it to Rajesh, like he'll say, oh, this coffee is madhuram. It is madhuram, ati madhuram. For him, everything is madhuram. No, don't try. You have to give somebody like Aparna, like who will understand properly. So it will become, that's why Amma's, the food in Amma's ashram, like my father, whenever he goes there, he will eat a lot. He doesn't eat at all, at home he won't eat anything. When he goes to Amma's ashram, the one thing he does properly is eat food. So that is because like Amma's people, like when they cook, like they chant Amma's Nama. They have Ishvara there. Directly or indirectly, they have Ishvara, they offer it to Amma. Automatically everything becomes blissful. So we have to try to involve Ishvara in our day-to-day action so that we experience this premam prakashite kvapi patri. So rare indeed are people who get a taste of that premam. So once we get a little taste of that premam by involving Ishvara in one action, one day-to-day action, then it is an addiction. It will lead us to involve Ishvara in other actions as well. And then like it will become that we will get so addicted to Ishvara that Ishvara will not go away. So it's like those tenants in houses, like where tenants are there and they will never go away. You say, Rajesh, get out. Sorry. Oh, I'll get out tomorrow. I'll get out later. And if somebody says, get out, oh, wait, like we'll talk a little later. I'll give you coffee. I'm like, I don't prepare it well, so let me invite Srini and then I'll give you coffee. Srini makes very good coffee, so let me give you that. And then, oh, after drinking coffee, oh, you are such a nice boy, I'll come back later. Or like the person will forget, I don't know why I came here, and go away. So like tenants, like who cannot be thrown out of the house, Ishvara will not go. Like even if we say, Oh, Ishvara, go out. Ishvara will say, oh, that is what you want. Okay, I am out. What? You are still there? Oh, sorry. Like, I thought I left, but somehow I didn't leave. So, Ishvara will not go away. So, it will be like in the Illinois governor. Even if you say, get down, resign, he will not resign. And when time comes to resign, go to the press and say this, that. I will not resign. So that, like, that attitude will be there with Ishvara. Of course, don't think Ishvara is a bad person like him. Ishvara is a very good person. Ishvara is just, like, Ishvara will say, like, if we ask Ishvara, oh, Ishvara, what is it? Like, off late, you are there too much in my life. Even I have dreams about you. So why are you not leaving? Ishvara will say, my dear fellow, I'm trying to leave since ages. I can't bear life with you. I can't bear life with you, like, who are eating nothing. I can't bear life with you who eat just cheese pizzas. I can't bear life with you. Why do you, like, do you think I really love you that I'm staying here? You have, like, locked me up in your mind. So how can I leave? Ishvara will say, I cannot leave even if I want to. I cannot. Unfortunately, I cannot. And then Ishvara will say, do you have a minute? Let me share my sorrows with you. Sorrow of not leaving your place. Then immediately he'll say, oh, Ishvara, I forgot. Like, I have to take this call, you know. It's a very important call, you know. So let me take it and then I'll come back and then we'll run away. Ishvara, now, like, I want to tell Ishvara to go away. So anyway, so that's what we have to try to involve Ishvara. Once we get a taste of that pure love, at least a bit experience, a little bit of experience of that pure love, then it is something which is intoxicating, more intoxicating than alcohol or any intoxication that we can find in the world. And that will give us bliss and will give bliss to the entire world. So may Allah bless us so that we may be able to experience that inexpressible love. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Shri Guru Bhyo Namah. Hari Om.